Welcome to the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. I'm Benjamin Wargle, the Wisconsin beat writer for football and men's basketball for the Rivals Network. It's been a historic week in the world of professional sports, with boycotts of NBA playoff games and postponements across the NBA and the Major League Baseball landscape, due in large part to the police shooting and social unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the continued fight for racial injustices in our country. But in the world of college football and college sports, things remain quiet. College football is a little less than a month away in most conferences, except the Big Ten. However, a recent report suggests college football in the Midwest may be returning sooner than initially planned. I'll get to that in a minute, but we want to talk about our guest for this week on the podcast. It's Tennessee prep running back Antoine Roberts, the state's number 26 football recruit and a member of Wisconsin's 2021 recruiting class. Unlike a number of states, Tennessee is playing high school football this fall, and Roberts is already off to a blazing start, rushing for 200 yards and 5 touchdowns in week 1 and had another 3 touchdowns yesterday. His team is off to a 2-0 start, and he'll join us to talk about a number of topics coming up, including what he's working on for this senior season, a senior season that he's fortunate to have, the commitment to the University of Wisconsin, and all the things that went into that commitment early before the coronavirus pandemic hit. But the big story of the day is one broke by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The cancellation of the Big Ten fall football season, August 11th, has been a public relations nightmare for new Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. He initially delivered a clunky initial response to the cancellation without giving much information in terms of medical reports that the league used or what teams were in favor of canceling, which ones weren't, and just lack of information overall. He subsequently released an open letter explaining the decision, but it really didn't explain much in the letter other than the conference would not change course and go back to having a fall season. They were sticking with it. And all of these decision processes without involving everyone has really ticked off coaches, administrators, players, and their parents, the latter of whom have staged several protests outside conference headquarters in Chicago and have demanded information regarding what led to the cancellation of this upcoming season. There's also new litigation with 8 Nebraska players filing a lawsuit to try and overturn the cancellation decision so they can play sports this fall. Now, to try and repair the damaged brand, the Journal Sentinel here in Milwaukee reports league football coaches are working on a revised schedule of at least 8 games, with potentially starting around Thanksgiving. Now, the original plan was to begin an 8-game season in January, where the wave of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic would have, in theory, diminished. Rivals has reported that 2 options are currently being discussed, one being an 8-plus-1 game season. First week is 1 game per night starting December 29th. Last week finishes with championship week around March 24th through the 14th through the 21st. The second being a 10-plus-1 game season starting Thanksgiving with some off time for Christmas and the championship played on March 15th. Not surprisingly, TV partners are heavily involved in constructing options. Thanksgiving is likely the soonest the season could begin, considering some schools aren't even on campus yet. And the Thanksgiving start could work because some schools, including the University of Wisconsin, are going online only following the holiday break. The lack of students on campus could help keep the football players in a bubble and reduce any potential outbreaks. Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez is a leading member of the Return to Play Task Force for the Big Ten. An indoor venue such as Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, where the Big Ten Championship game is played, Ford Field in Detroit, U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis are being considered to host Big Ten games, and it's also possible that Miller Park in Milwaukee could be a spot, as the stadium has hosted soccer matches previously. Sources have said the Big Ten coaches and ADs are discussing multiple start dates for the season that include later dates like New Year's Day, mid-January, and after the Super Bowl in February. This is all conjecture at this point because nothing has been decided or approved by the presidents or TV partners. And other than the Big Ten has said publicly that they're not changing their mind of going back to a traditional schedule, this is all, like I said, just hearsay. But part of the reason that teams are talking about maybe starting the season sooner is that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration just earlier this week granted emergency approval for a rapid test that is expected to cost as little as $5 and give you back positive or negative test results in just 15 minutes without samples being sent to the lab. Now, the inability to get a quick turnaround test was likely part of the major concern among Big Ten officials to prevent the potential outbreaks, and testing delays in Major League Baseball drew a lot of public criticism earlier during their summer camp before the start of the season. Having that test and the ability to have purchased a lot of these tests will help college programs keep their players safe. Now, there's not a lot of substance here, all speculation from leaked sources, but it's a start to repair a Big Ten brand that's been damaged by the decision to pull the plug on the season so early, especially with the ACC, Big 12, and the ACC in the midst now of preparing for their upcoming 2020 season.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You are listening to the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. My guest this week is one of the 16 commits in Wisconsin's 2021 recruiting class, a group that currently ranks 18th overall in the Rivals.com rankings. Committing to the University of Wisconsin in April over offers from Duke, Kentucky, Louisville, Memphis, Missouri, Vanderbilt, and Virginia Tech, Antoine Roberts is one of two projected tailbacks in Wisconsin's class. Rushing for 1,050 yards in 8 games his junior season, which included 15 touchdowns and no fumbles, Roberts has already scored 8 touchdowns in his first 2 games for Pope John Paul II High School in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and he joins the podcast now. First up, congratulations on the start to your season. You had a big week one and then another big win for you guys last night. Can you kind of tell me how you've felt this season has started off for you and what you're accomplishing so far in your senior season?
The season has been, you know, crazy, but everybody's in the same boat on how we prepare and how we start. So we've just been taking it week by week.
200 yards and 5 touchdowns in week one. Is that the kind of start that you were hoping for, or was that even better than you thought you were going to start your 2020 senior season?
I mean, that's the type of start I was hoping for, but I knew my guys up front, and we could get it done, and we did.
When did you know, Anwan, that you guys would be playing football this year? I mean, there's a lot of states across the country that, with everything going on, have canceled fall football and have pushed it back to the spring. When did you know for sure that you'd be playing?
I knew back for certain, probably around like July 20th, I think was the date the governor came out with. Well, around that time, he had said that all fall activities can continue.
The excitement level must be pretty high. I know you guys have a group chat with you and your fellow commits, and there's a lot of them that aren't going to get a chance to play. They won't get a chance to play to the spring, or maybe not at all. It kind of makes you appreciate the opportunity that you've been given, and how have you related to the situation some of your future teammates are going through right now?
Well, definitely I'm not taking any of this for granted, you know, because it could be taken away in the blink of an eye. But many guys have just been talking about, you know, even with this time off, just to be productive with it and you know, train hard. So when we show up and wall up at Wisconsin, that, you know, we're in good shape.
What have you tried to focus on moving into this season to get you prepared to have a big year? To get you physically and mentally ready for the rigors that you're going to have going forward at the college level? What type of things did you really try to focus on?
I tried to focus on my size, durability, and speed. You know, I gained a couple pounds of muscle. My speed's gotten faster. Just taking those carries of the game and just pushing it down, I think that's really really helpful, since we lost a lot of seniors last year that was on the offensive side of the ball. as far as wideouts. So with them gone, it's been a, you know, loaded boxes every week and just taking those hits, making sure my body's good.
Probably leadership had to be a big thing too, right? With the amount of guys that you lost, there's going to be a lot of people looking at you to be that team captain, especially that you're going to have that label as a Division One commit next to your name too. There's going to be a lot of focus on you.
Yes, sir.
How did you approach stepping into that role? Is that something that came natural for you, or is that something that, you know, maybe took a little bit of time that you had to pick some things up for some of your former teammates to kind of incorporate into your leadership style?
This is something that just came natural. Even when we did have seniors, they, you know, they still looked to me and they knew that I was gonna have their backs every play, every snap. So this was just another thing that we had to deal with, another adverse situation, losing a couple veteran wideouts, but. And having people look to me, but it's really nothing new. It's been a coach is helping.
So. Your offer list is very focused on your region: Duke, Kentucky, Louisville, Memphis, Vanderbilt, Cincinnati, even not too far away from you. What made Wisconsin kind of stand out from the pack of that school, that university, and how that staff recruited you and convinced you that Wisconsin was the right place to be?
I loved it when I visited there. I loved the school. I loved the fans, the team, what they got going on in that culture of the program, Coach Christ, Coach Boston, and Coach Coach Settle. I just, you know, told me about the benefits of coming to Wisconsin as a student first, and, you know, the degree that it carries, and then that football aspect of getting to play at the best level just stood out to me at that aspect.
Obviously, you've gotten to know the Wisconsin running back tradition quite a bit over the course of this recruitment, but it sounds like this staff really pushed academics first with you. Am I accurate with that?
Yes, sir.
What does that say about a school that has such a rich running back tradition, going back, you know, before you were born, that they care more about impressing you academically than they do from the football aspect?
That it's a 40-year decision and not a four, and that they're going to try and do my best to make sure I'm set for life. Knowing that I want to, you know, continue playing after college, but that, you know, that degree is always going to stay there and it's going to carry weight to it.
When you started to dive into Wisconsin offensively, what did you notice about that program?
They run the ball downhill, zone powers, counters. They mix it up. They're pro style, so, and they got big boys up front, and they just, you know, run it.
How does that fit your style? Like, what kind of style of a running back are you, and how does that blend well with what Wisconsin likes to do?
I feel like my style is really a multitude of, like, other people's. I try and take, like, people I like watching, like Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey for route running and things like that and catching. But also, I know when it's time to, you know, get those 4 and 5 yard gains and then when it's time to break it, I feel like I can do it all. Home run, hit it, or just keep pounding throughout a game, whether that be it or catching out of the backfield.
When you got a chance to go up to Wisconsin, what running backs did you get a chance to talk to, and who really made you feel at ease about this transition that you're going to end up making here in a couple months?
I talked to Jonathan Taylor. We had him talk for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And he was just telling me about how he loved it here, the people here take care of you, and that it's not one of those things where you visit and people are nice to you, and then, you know, you go there, and then it's a whole different, it's the same thing you're going to get every single day that you were when you were recruited, and it's what the benefit of going to Wisconsin is.
So many visits, Antoine, got canceled after the coronavirus pandemic kind of swept the country in mid-March. How, looking back, how important was it for you that you were able to get up to Wisconsin, see things firsthand, and be able to make that decision instead of still weighing your, like, instead of now still weighing your options and still not knowing when you'd be able to see campuses, see a game, anything like that? How, in retrospect, how important was it for you that you were able to come to that decision so quickly and you just found that right fit so quickly?
That was very important that I got to see the campus before the whole pandemic hit and everything, because, you know, who knows where I would have been at with the recruiting process, but I'm glad I did. And I'm 100% sure I made the right decision.
Since you committed, Wisconsin, this staff has landed a number of really impressive guys, not just on the offensive side of the ball, like Skylar Bell not too long ago, but defensively too. TJ Bowlers, Ricardo Hallman. I've talked to a number of your other kids in this class, Deacon Hill, especially, you know, the quarterback commit out of California, and he says that it's just like you guys don't really know each other all that well because you haven't spent a lot of time together face-to-face, but it's like a one big family that you guys have already developed, a good kinship, and that you guys have bonded together through text, and that you guys have helped bring other guys in. Like Ricardo said that he felt very comfortable with Wisconsin because of the conversations that he had with you guys, his fellow classmates. How important has that been, that aspect of it, that you guys have been able to build a really good class of kids and players without having to really... without having the opportunity to really talk face-to-face? How important has that been?
That's been very important, just trying to build team chemistry, you know, because a lot of things that we were going to do and we had planned on doing together, like all trying to take our visits the same week and staying up and hanging out like that, got canceled. So just sending text and telling one of your future teammates that you're thinking about them, keep working hard, trying to build that team chemistry is very important to us.
What's the goal for you now as your season progresses? Obviously, health is going to be a big thing, not just physical health, but with the COVID, that to kind of limit those type of outbreaks that, you know, could end a season very quickly. What are you hoping to accomplish and build upon the start of your season to kind of make you, you know, ready for that jump for the college level?
Just being better every week, just trying to be better every week, play my game. That's it, I guess, just trying to play my game.
Has it been easy for you to find Wisconsin gear in Tennessee? I mean, there's a lot of other NFL and orange and white for the Volunteers. Have you been able to get some Cardinal and white stuff down there pretty easily?
Yes, sir. I've ordered me some things off of some sites and got a couple Wisconsin gear.
You got to rep it at your school, right, when you're there and at the practice field. Just got to let people know that there's more to college football than just the University of Tennessee and Kentucky and Louisville, right?
Yes, sir.
That is Antoine Roberts, and this has been the Wisconsin BadgerBlitz.com podcast. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate your listenership. For all the latest on Wisconsin football, basketball, and recruiting, log on to BadgerBlitz.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheBadgerNation. And follow Badger Blitz on Twitter at @Badger_Blitz. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Fall is just around the corner, and we'll talk to you then here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast.